Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Good morning. It is your All Local. It is the 7th of August, 2024. I'm John Little, part of the brand new KRLD Morning News team with Joe Kelly and Heather Behrens. It is back to school for some big school districts. More on that in a moment. But first, we check your weather with Chief Meteorologist Dan Brunoff.
Hey, thanks, guys. Good morning, everyone. We hit 101 yesterday, 11th triple digit so far this year. That's right around average. Last year in August, we had 24 triple digits and 9 records broken. Not today. We'll come close. The record's 106. I'm forecasting highs 100 to 105 from eastern parts of North Texas to the western parts. West of 35W will be the hottest today and tomorrow. And speaking of tomorrow, 101 to 106. Mid to upper 90s for Friday as the front edge is in the air. It could be a few showers around the first half of the day. Saturday, Sunday, and Monday morning, we got a chance for some showers and some leftover storms coming in from the northwest. Low 90s Saturday, only near 90 Sunday unless we see more sunshine. Low to mid 90s Monday, and then the rain's gone. We heat right back up by the middle of next week. I'm meteorologist Dan Brunoff in the KRLD Weather Center.
It's that day parents look forward to for 3 months. For Denton and Allen, this is the first day of school.
I'd like to start by welcoming back our teachers.
Denton Superintendent Susanna O'Bara.
And wishing you the best for this school year. I know you have all been hard at work getting your classrooms ready for your first impression with our students. If you're anything like me, you will lose a little sleep tonight in anticipation of that first day with your new students.
O'Bara says they expect to welcome back over 32,000 students and 4,500 teachers and staffers. Denton Elementary School starts at 7:40. It's 8:15 for the middle school and 8:50 for the high schoolers. About 22,000 students will be back in class in Allen today. It's not the biggest district in Texas, but Allen certainly has the biggest high school, for sure, at nearly 6,000 students. From the 24-hour news center, Kurt Lewis, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Can you imagine trying to schedule for 6,000 students? Oh, my goodness.
It takes some planning.
I have a feeling they've got a counselor or two that helps out with that. If you were driving in northeast Dallas yesterday morning, that wreck on 635 may have ruined your commute. We were telling you about it. It was a red alert. But KRLD's Alan Skaya says there was a lot more going on than just a crash.
Dallas police say several cars were involved in a crash headed west on 635 near Forest. They say one driver got out and started fighting another driver. Police say a third person tried to stop that fight, but the guy who started it stabbed that person. Police say a TxDOT employee saw what was happening and tried to help too, but the suspect then got into the TxDOT truck, hit the employee, and crashed. Someone tried to help the TxDOT worker, but police say the guy then got in the Good Samaritan's car and hit him. They say several people then held the guy down until police got there. They arrested him and took him to the hospital for evaluation, and Dallas Fire Rescue took three victims to the hospital. The guy who was stabbed was critical. The other two were stable. From the 24-Hour News Center, Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080 KULD.
It's just a wild scene. If you've seen any of those videos, just incredible what happened yesterday, and a lot to unpack for Dallas Police.
Paris medal count update.
Ah, yes. Take that, China. U.S. now with 86 total medals, 24 of them gold, 31 silver, and 31 bronze. Turns out the U.S. has more gold than anybody, more silver than anybody, more bronze than anybody, and yes, more total medals as well. China, second with 59, and that includes 22 golds right now. The Paris Games update, powered by the Good Feet store on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Creeping into the final few days of the Olympics, KRLD's Tristan Rines tells us about the Texans in the games today.
Texas A&M Aggie Curtis Matthews, representing Australia, looks to make his shot at Olympic gold possible in the 3-meter springboard diving semifinals this morning. Midland's Bryce Hopel takes on round one of the men's 800-meter sprint. Allison Gibson from Houston takes on the women's 3-meter springboard prelims. Wiley's Jordan De La Cruz tackles the women's 49-kilogram weightlifting competitions at 12:30. And former Baylor Bear Brittany Griner and the rest of the USA women's basketball team take on Nigeria at 2:30. From the 24-Hour News Center, I'm Tristan Ryans, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
And the U.S. women's volleyball team is clawing its way back from an early round loss. After that loss, Team USA has been on a streak and is set to appear in the semifinal game tomorrow. NBC5's Laura Harris reports from Paris, where the weather's been a little wonky all week.
The weather is a little strange. So as we walked over here, it was raining a little bit chilly. And then by 1 o'clock this afternoon, it's going to be hot again. So we get a little taste of everything. But speaking of being hot, that is exactly what the USA women's volleyball team is right now. You know, after losing that first game of the Paris Olympics, they said they were not going to do it again, and they haven't. They have been on a roll. Their best performance yet came on Tuesday against Poland. Middle blocker Chiaka Obagu from Coppell had several blocks and an ace as this team advanced.
It's just been truly a team effort this entire tournament, and I don't think a lot of teams can say that.
Things don't get any easier, though. The U.S. will face world number one Brazil in the semifinal. Brazil has not dropped a set yet. They're looking for revenge after the U.S. defeated them for the gold medal in Tokyo in 2021. That match is on Thursday.
Also today, Wiley weightlifter Jordan De La Cruz competes in the 49-kilogram category.
For those of us that live in the real world, that's 108 pounds.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
I needed that math conversion.
Yeah. Last night, for 8 2/3, Astros pitcher Framber Valdez kept the Rangers hitless. So close to a no-hitter, but so far away.
Valdez ready. Smith takes off for second. The pitch is hit high and deep into right. McCormick going back. He's at the wall. It's gone. Corey Seager foils Framber Valdez's no-hit bid with a two-run home run. Rangers now trail 4-2.
But that would be the final score. So, big win for Houston. They win it 4-2. They close within a half game of the Mariners for first in the West. The Rangers are 5 games back in first place. But Texas and Houston battle one more time this afternoon at 1:35. And, guys, this is for all the marbles, every single one of them. You can win the silver boot. The team that wins the game today wins the silver boot. So that's
outstanding. It better be us.
Well, the Cowboys are getting their first look at a different team at training camp. They're holding some joint practices with the Rams in Oxnard. Cowboys running back Zeke Elliott says it breaks up the monotony of camp.
You know, I think it's good to see a different defense, see a different style of defense, see a different system. And I know our team, we have a lot of vets, so a lot of vets aren't probably going to play much in the preseason. So it's always good to get some different looks in practice, and kind of those joint practices are a little bit different speed. So it's good for us to kind of get those reps.
The Cowboys and the Rams play in the preseason on Sunday afternoon at 3:30. Well, more tough questioning today as Boeing gets grilled over the safety of its planes as the National Transportation Safety Board looks into a door plug that came off a plane. KRLD's LP Phillips reports.
The incident happened January 5th as an Alaskan Airlines 737 MAX 9 took off from Portland, Oregon. A door plug used to fill a space where an optional door is not needed came came off as the plane was taking off. Despite thousands of documents released, nobody knows who installed the plug and left out critical bolts. Boeing's new Vice President of Quality, Elizabeth Lund, says that paperwork is missing.
And to clarify the date, we have still found no paperwork documenting the opening, or sorry, the removal of 8789's left-hand MED plug.
That is correct.
While you may fly 737 MAX jets with other airlines, both Southwest and American say they don't have any, nor are any MAX 9s on order. From the 24-hour news center, LP Phillips News, Radio 1080 KRLD.
A man who killed a jogger is set to die tonight in Huntsville. We get more from KRLD's Barbara Schwartz.
54-year-old Arthur Burton murdered Nancy Edelman in a wooded area of Houston near the bayou in July of 1997. He forced the 48-year-old into the nearby woods, tried to rape her. Then he heard somebody approaching. She screamed, and he strangled her with her shoelaces and fled. Her badly beaten body was found in a 4-foot hole the next day, and Burton was arrested 10 days later. He originally denied the crime and later confessed. He has since said he was coerced into making that confession. From the 24-hour news center, Barbara Schwartz. News Radio 1080 KRLD.
The All Local is updated 3 times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com